Little Ida's Flowers by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman.
"My poor flowers are quite dead," said little Ida. "They were so pretty last evening, but now every leaf has withered and drooped. Why do they do that?" she asked the student who sat on the sofa. She was very fond of him, because he told such good stories and could cut such amusing figures out of paper hearts, with dancing ladies inside them, flowers of all sorts, and castles with doors that you could open and close. He was a rollicking fellow. "Why do my flowers look so ill today?" she asked him again, and showed him her withered bouquet. "Don't you know what's the matter with them?" the student said. "They were at the ball last night. That's why they can scarcely hold up their heads." "Flowers can't dance," said little Ida. "Oh, indeed they can," said the student. "As soon as it gets dark and we go to sleep, they frolic about in a fine fashion. Almost every night they give a ball." "Can't children go to the ball?" "Little daisies can go." "So can lilies of the valley." "Where do the prettiest flowers dance?" Ida asked. "Haven't you often visited the beautiful flower garden just outside of town, around the castle where the king lives in the summertime? You remember, the place where swans swim close when you offer them breadcrumbs? Believe me, that's where the prettiest flowers dance." "Yesterday I was there with my mother," said Ida. "But there wasn't a leaf on the trees, or a flower left. Where are they? Last summer I saw ever so many." "They're inside the castle, of course," said the student. "Confidentially, just as soon as the king comes back to town with all of his court, the flowers run from the garden into the castle and enjoy themselves. You should see them. The two loveliest roses climb up on the throne where they're the king and queen. All the red coxcombs line up on either side to stand and bow like grooms of the bedchamber. Then all the best-dressed flowers come, and the grand ball starts. The blue violets are the naval cadets. Their partners, whom they call Miss, are hyacinths and crocuses. The tulips and tiger lilies are the old chaperones, who see to it that the dancing is done well and that everyone behaves properly."
"But," said little Ida, "doesn't anybody punish the flowers for dancing in the king's own castle?" "Nobody knows."